Welcome to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. To join the conversation, call 508-871-7000. Now, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning. You're tuned to All Politics is Local. We're broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's event in Hampton, New Hampshire. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning, and a Super Bowl Sunday to everybody. Who's playing, John?
That would be the Denver Broncos against the Carolina Panthers.
Oh, the little ponies against the Pussycats. Hey, I hate to break it to you, but the Patriots aren't playing. It's hard for me to gin up a lot of interest.
There you go. Hey, like you said, we're broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's town hall event here in Hampton, New Hampshire. We're joined by former Congressman Bill Zeliff. Good morning. Thank you. He was in Congress from 90 to 96. You must be a Christie supporter.
I am a Christie supporter. I went to a town meeting in August up in North Conway, and he's got exactly everything he said I agreed with. I especially appreciate his position on the debt and his willingness to take on entitlements. He's an awesome candidate, and he'd make a great president.
I agree. I mean, and that's why we're here broadcasting live. We're also big Charlie Baker fans, and Governor Baker from our great state of Massachusetts just came out yesterday and endorsed Governor Christie. I know Larry Hogan, the governor from Maryland, will be joining at this event here today. Hopefully we'll be able to grab him. But Bill, I mean, you've been around in politics, and you know a good candidate when you see one. Why is Chris Christie a good candidate?
Well, basically, he's ready to take on the job. As a former U.S. Attorney, he understands what cyber is. He understands all the issues that could confront him. He can take it from day one. He also is a good negotiator, running the state of the size of the state of New Jersey. He's got the experience. He's got the ability to pull people together. He's been tested. He's ready to go. You know, the biggest thing is he's willing to take on the entitlements and the debt, which is something that is threatening the future of our country. It's a raw deal for our kids, and it's no legacy for any of us. We've got to change that. And so he's willing to do all that. He gets it. And he's somebody that I think we can all respect when he's on the job. And he will know what to do from day one.
Well, you know, you brought up that entitlement piece. And, you know, he gets criticized by some people saying that, you know, hey, he wants to fix things. And he's very candid. Social Security and the government has stolen our money. But the people who criticize him, they don't have a plan either. So I find that frustrating.
Well, here's the serious thing about it. Social Security is going to go broke in 34. So do we sit back and watch it go broke? Or do we fix it so that people will have what they need in a Social Security and a retirement system? It's pretty straightforward logic. Medicare is the same thing. Our debt is going to kill us. Admiral Mullen said this is a national security issue. If we don't start dealing with some of these major problems, we're going to go down the tubes. And I think he's the guy to do it.
So, Terry, you're excited. We're broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's event here in Hampton, New Hampshire. What do you like about Christie?
Well, it's more like what I don't like about him, which isn't much. I really like him. He's a very grounded guy. I think he knows how to think in a larger picture, but yet get into the details enough to make things happen. He has a plan. He's a really persistent guy. You know, one of the things I was reading the other day, six of the 10 top high schools in this country are in, guess what, New Jersey.
There you go.
I was totally surprised. So he must be doing something there right in New Jersey. If education's good. I've noticed New Jersey has done very well in education. But he's been able to work with his legislature, which I think is good. Because they certainly aren't Republicans, and so he's shown that he can work well, play well with others, if you will. which I think is a good attribute.
Well, gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about the debate last night and talk about, you know, everybody's performance. What do you think?
He hit it out of the park.
I couldn't agree more. I think he's won at least four or five of the debates. And, you know, it's frustrating that he's not doing better in the polls, but he's the clear leader on the stage.
But, you know, the polls, if you look at it, the size of the polls, they're all small and it's unpredictable. The real poll is going to be when they go to vote on Tuesday.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, so you got to get out. I mean, it's an important, I mean, unfortunately now it sounds like we've got a storm brewing in for Monday night into Tuesday, but, you know, they'll do their best to get the roads clear. But what else do you like about Christie?
Well, I like his full disclosure. You know, if you want to know anything about Chris Christie, take a look at his website. And www.chrischristie.com, and you'll find every program, his position on Social Security, his position on the debt, his immigration position, everything is spelled out, full disclosure. I don't see anybody else doing it, and the rest of them don't have any plan on the debt. It's almost like la-la land, like there's no problem, so why should they be running?
Boy, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, nobody else wants to tackle the issue because it's a big issue, but it's the biggest issue on the table. So,
I don't know. There's so many huge issues out there. We have to get ISIS under control before more of them come on shore. We have a national debt that's ballooning. We have infrastructure problems. And guess what? Our taxes are too high. So something really has to be done here to balance all of that.
And our whole foreign relations, don't you think, need to be brought together? And you mentioned ISIS, but our position in the world has slipped badly in the last 8 years.
Well, you know what the Russian word for wuss is? Obama.
I love it. Good job.
Way to go, Terry. Yeah, Terry, I like that. Well, we got to get bumper stickers made up of that. You're tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830, broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's town hall event here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Primary day, if you just woke up from under a rock, is on Tuesday, an important day that's going to decide the races. We talked a little bit about the debate last night. You said Governor Christie, former Congressman Zelf, that he was the clear winner. Why did you think he was the clear winner last night?
Well, I think he's well prepared. He hit all the spots. He said what he had to say. And I think at this point, the job is up to all of us. We've got to get the lawn signs up. We've got to get call our friends and neighbors. We've got to make sure everybody has a ride to the poll that needs it. So the ground game is upon all of us. It's showtime, and Tuesday's going to be a big day.
Now, you represented this area in Congress, District 1 here in the Manchester-Portsmouth area. What's your gut feeling of, you know, the polls? You can throw out all the polls because it's all going to be moot on Tuesday. But, I mean, what's your feeling?
My gut feeling is New Hampshire does what traditionally New Hampshire does. They are very careful about how they take care of their responsibilities. It's kind of red meat politics in a way, and they want to see you two or three times before they make up your mind. Yesterday, I talked to everybody over in Bedford, probably maybe 30 people that hadn't definitely made up their mind. But when you talked about the website and you reinforced a few things, many of them came on board, and they were there to take one final look at the next president. And so they're careful, they're responsible, and New Hampshire's going to lead the way and lead the way for the country.
Well, let's talk about that, because if Governor Christie does well in New Hampshire, it changes the whole picture of the game.
It does. And then he's on to South Carolina, which I'd be surprised if he doesn't do well there. He should do well in South Carolina,
I would think.
And then you've got Super Tuesday on March 1st, which... 10 or 11 states there, and guess what? March 2nd, we're going to have an idea who the Republican candidate is.
Yeah, come March 2nd, we're definitely going to know. But, you know, people have said, you know, well, Christie's done, and his endorsement from the union leader didn't really help him. I disagree. I think there's great traction. I think there's great traction. What is a victory on Tuesday for Governor Christie? Second? Third?
Well, right now, there's so many tied for second. I think if he's in that cluster of second, I think that's good for him.
And can he beat the Donald? I think he can.
Well, actually...
He's the Donald everybody wants.
Well, he's the common sense Donald.
Exactly.
The one that only insults you with common sense and facts.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. What do you think, Congressman?
Well, it is going to be interesting. And I think for all of us, he's done his job. We've got to do ours. If both of us work together, Tuesday will be a great day for Governor Christie.
Now, you mentioned that you're going to take people to the polls. The storm might be an issue. How do people get in touch with people to get take them to the polls?
Well, however they're best friends. I mean, if you just take care of your friends by phone, go see them, your neighbors, take a sign out of here today, put it up in your front lawn or put it in the snowbank, whatever it takes, and the accumulation of all the last-minute push on Christie put him over.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's probably one of the most important elections of our lifetime, certainly going to set the tone for our children's future. So it's important. You've got to get out and vote. Don't let the weather be the excuse why you can't get out to vote. We only have a couple of minutes right before the break. What else do you want the public to know about Chris Christie?
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about him. His father is 84 years old. His father's out there going in the neighborhoods, and what a hoot. He's a really great guy. His mom has passed away. His wife, Mary Pat, is a great lady. Excuse me. When he had to go back in the snowstorm, she and I did a town meeting, and she's up to date on all the issues, and she's going to be a great, well, she is a great partner, but will be a great first lady.
There you go. Great. All right, so we're broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's event here in Hampton, New Hampshire. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to have a couple other guests. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830.
Listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. That distinguished man right to my left, that's Terry Hendricks. We were just joined by former Congressman Bill Zella from the Hampton, Portsmouth area, who was served at Congress back from 90 to 96. Big, Governor Christie supporter. We're broadcasting live from Governor Christie's Hampton, New Hampshire town hall event. He will be arriving shortly and hopefully joining us in the next few minutes. But Terry, let's talk a little bit about the debate last night and, what you think.
Well, I think, Donald Trump, held his own, which, when you're the, front runner by at least as many points as he is, that's all you have to do. You just have to maintain the status quo and you're a winner. I thought Rubio didn't do as well as he had in some prior events.
No, he was shaken.
And I think honestly Chris Christie has done well in all of the debates. Surprised he's not polling better than he is, but we'll see. He's been doing a lot of work here in New Hampshire. He's been in and here in many, many events. So I think we're going to see him do better than the polls indicate. I could see Marco slipping back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Bush was Bush. Kasich was Kasich. So I'm not sure, you know, we're going to see much change there. Of course, you know, Wednesday, we'll see who's staying in. And then, of course, we have February 27th, which is South Carolina, and we'll see some more people probably drop out after that. And certainly March 2nd, I think we're going to have our nominee pretty much sewn up. Whether that's Donald Trump or not, we'll see.
It's definitely going to be interesting. My take on the debate last night, surprisingly, Jeb Bush did pretty well. I think Chris Christie was the clear leader. Cruz kind of faded in the limelight, I think, a little bit. Rubio, I loved how Governor Christie called him out. Well, you memorized 25-second speech. You've definitely got that down and everything. I thought it was real, real interesting. We're kind of fluid here this morning. We're broadcasting live from Governor Christie's event. I think we've got some Christie supporters coming over. Hey, good morning. I'm John Featherston. All Politics is Local. We're broadcasting live on WCRN, and you are?
My name is Richard Sweeney, and I'm with PunditNewsService.com.
So what do you think, Richard? I mean, you saw the debate last night. You're here at Governor Christie's town hall this morning. What are your thoughts?
Well, we've been following the candidates the last 72 hours, and obviously Governor Christie had a pretty strong showing yesterday. He's very forceful, no shrinking violet, which I think the voters here in New Hampshire are attracted to.
Now, what's the crowd looking like? We're right up outside the cafeteria where Governor Christie is going to come to speak. It looks like we got a full house out there, capacity full.
Got about 45 minutes to go. I think it's going to be standing room only. And if you notice, he's got it in the round where he's very up close and personal with the voters. And I think they appreciate that.
Oh, I do. I think that resonates with the people of New Hampshire. Were you at the debate last night?
I was at the room outside the debate.
The media room?
The media room, yes.
And what were your initial thoughts about the debate overall?
Well, I think, you know, I think if Senator Rubio could have a do-over, he'd take it in a second.
And, yeah, he needs one.
Oh, yeah.
Hit the reset button. Yeah.
That's right. But, you know, we still got a couple, you know, we got one more day left, and
what's
a lot of undecided folks.
In your mind, what's Wednesday morning look like?
I think it's going to be a winnowing process down to South Carolina, and I think especially some of these governors may not be running for president anymore.
Oh, I think that's going to be the case. What are your thoughts, Terry?
Well, I agree with him. I think, you know, Bush is somebody who potentially could drop out after South Carolina. And, you know, how much money does he have left? He spent tons of money. So we'll see. Again, you know, Ben Carson wants to be there for the long run, but, you know, he's just not showing a lot of traction. I think we all personally like Dr. Carson, but we also don't feel like he's really strong enough to be our president.
No, I don't.
Too bad.
I don't think he's definitely strong enough to be our president. We're joined by Richard Sweeney. He's with Pundit News Service. He's joining us graciously this morning outside of Governor Christie's town hall. You mentioned that, you know, if Wednesday morning we probably won't have too many more governors jumping in. Jeb Bush seems like he's going to spend all that money he's got in his coffers. What do you think Kasich's chances of staying in the race are?
I think he's really got it. I'm looking maybe double digit, if not. But, you know, he's invested a lot of time, over 100 town hall meetings here in New Hampshire. And, you know, if he doesn't have a strong, you know, a third, strong fourth, over 10%, I think it might be time for him to go back to Columbus.
Yeah.
Richard, tell the audience a little bit about Pundit News Service.
Well, we're a web-based organization that follows the candidates. We focus on the New Hampshire primary every 4 years. And the beauty of New Hampshire, which we love coming every 4 years, is that you can really see these folks up close and personal. And part of our journey also is to watch the media watch the candidates and how sometimes some things are a little distorted or they may have their own agenda.
Have you been to any Trump events?
We have not been. I know there's one today. We're trying, and we may stay for tomorrow. He has one down at the Verizon Arena. We'll probably attend that. I mean, you know, one thing that, Trump may look back and decide to do differently was, you know, unlike Christie and Kasich, they have these town hall meetings, you know, sometimes every hour on the hour, whereas Trump goes for the big event.
Yeah, his idea of a town hall is the Verizon Center.
Right. I'm sure some of these candidates would appreciate that with the size and stuff, but, you know, these folks here coming for Christie, they're going to walk away knowing him, whether they like him or not, they'll get to know him.
Well, in these kinds of events, you can literally reach out and touch the candidate. You can have a conversation with the candidate. In the events, the large events like that, just a few people get to really get close to the candidate. You know, John and I have been to a couple of Trump events, and, you know, lots of thousands of people, lots of energy, lots of different demographics, but you don't really get to touch the candidate, so to speak.
Exactly.
And you don't get the opportunity to get that close to him unless, you know, you're able to, you know, guerrilla your way through the crowd.
And that's the beauty of New Hampshire, and that's what attracts the Pundit News Service to come up here every 4 years.
How do people learn more about Pundit News Service?
Well, we could check our website at punditnews2016.com and follow us on Twitter at @editorpunditnews. And we'll be around the next 48 hours in New Hampshire.
Well, very good. So what's your prediction for Tuesday?
Well,
other than snow.
I think that there's, as I said before, there's going to be a few people not running for president on Wednesday, and I think it may just go down to, you know, maybe just the top three get a ticket out of here.
What happens to the Trump campaign if he doesn't win New Hampshire?
And he may not. If he saw what happened in Iowa, and he should have won Iowa.
He should have. Yeah.
But he had no ground game. He had nobody taking people to the poll or to the caucus, nobody making phone calls, no ground game. And I don't think he has a big ground game here either, does he?
You know, it's kind of ironic because during his campaign, he's always talking about, I can get the best people. I can get the best people. I may not know the subject, but I know the people that know the subject and get them. And he failed in Iowa to get the people, to get people out to the polls. And it seems like it's really not happening here either. So if he comes in second, I think that's the end of it. He may go back to reality TV.
I think you might be right, because he has a very young team now trying to get out the vote. But somebody like Governor Christie, somebody even like Marco Rubio, even John Kasich, they have the infrastructure on the ground.
And Cruz.
But Kasich and Christie have spent a predominant amount of their time campaigning. And it's all or nothing, and they understand that. But they've got the ground game to maybe deliver it. And I don't think Trump does. I'm not saying that he still doesn't win, but it's going to be closer than people think.
And this where, you know, his inexperience may come back to haunt him. I mean, you know, I don't know if a lot of people realize, but Kasich ran in 2000, so he's been through this. Mm-hmm. And all these other folks running in big states like Texas, Ohio, they know what it goes. You got to bring the people out.
Yeah. And you got to bring, like I say, you got to bring them close. You can't, be a quarter of a mile away in the Verizon Stadium up in the balcony.
That's right.
And really connect with the candidate.
No, but you can really judge a candidate when he performs in a venue like this. Here we are in a beautiful school here at the Hampton Academy in Hampton, New Hampshire. Beautiful old school. It's got a lot of charm to it. There's probably going to be, 400 or 500 people in that room, probably?
Absolutely.
Yeah, standing room only.
And Governor Christie's going to look every one of them in the eye, and you can judge if you like a guy by that. Sometimes, TV, kind of spins it, and you can't really see, and Trump's great at the reality TV that we all know. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you're a lover of politics, you've got to attend one of these town hall meetings.
Absolutely.
I just want to say, for the folks that, say, let's get rid of Iowa, let's get rid of New Hampshire, I really wish they would come here and see what really democracy at its best is.
Oh, absolutely. This is Americana politics right here. We're broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's event in Hampton, New Hampshire. Governor Christie's going to start his town hall meeting here just after 11 o'clock. We're joined by Richard Sweeney of Pundit News Service. Thank you, Richard, for taking a couple minutes to join us. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. It's the bottom of the hour. Let's get on top of the news with CBS News. We'll be back. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN.
Let's return to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. That distinguished man to my left, that's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. We're broadcasting live from Hampton Academy in Hampton, New Hampshire at Governor Christie's Town Hall event. I have a very special guest that I just met in the hallway. Sir, why don't you introduce yourself to the 50,000-watt radio voice of WCRN?
Well, good morning. My name is Paul Chevalier, and I'm one of the Christie supporters. I'm a national co-chair for Veterans for Christie.
Very good. So what drew you to Governor Christie?
Well, I've had the opportunity to meet almost all of them face-to-face for private meetings, and I'm a retired Marine. I had over 30 years on active duty.
Semper Fi.
Do or die.
Thank you for your service.
I'm mainly interested in, when I look at all these candidates for the high office, I think they have two co-equal names of relevance, and President is only one of them. The other one's Commander-in-Chief. My interest right now is in national security.
Okay.
And to bring a long story short, I think Christie is best prepared to be the Commander-in-Chief of our military. He's had experience as a prosecutor when he was prior to going in as governor, right there in New Jersey, and he went in as a federal prosecutor on the day of 9/11,
right,
and served there for 7 years. As a governor, he's had a great run with a largely Democrat legislature. He's got a lot done, which just kind of, you know, lends accolades to his ability to work with the other side of the aisle.
Absolutely. And if you've been to one of his town hall events and he tells the story about how he calls his wife on the morning of 9/11, I mean, that just tells you the character of the man that we're here today to talk
yes.
about. Yeah.
And it tells you a lot about her, too.
Absolutely.
And I think that's another very important thing is what the First Lady is going to be able to do for the country.
So you're a former Marine. You're the VFW of 168th Commander. You're a smart guy. What turned you on to Governor Christie and not so much to support the other candidates?
As I started to say before and got sidetracked by myself, Governor Christie, I try to speak with them, and as I said before, I've had sit-down meetings with almost all the candidates, one-on-one, and I try to picture myself, if I can, in the background of facing this candidate, and in between us would be the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the heads of all the military branches. And he's the only guy I can see sitting there and getting things done with them, listening to their ideas and views on where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have anybody that's had experience dealing with anything like ISIS, and I think he's the most genuine guy to have some experience and be able to apply that, as he has been doing.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up and with your military experience. My words, President Obama has not made us any safer. He refuses to make us safer. ISIS is growing every day. It is a big threat. No matter what happens with the presidential race, if it's President Christie, God forbid it's President Clinton, ISIS is a real threat. And it's a threat to my children, your grandchildren, your children, Terry's, you know, family. I think it's going to play a big part in, you know, the future years. What are your thoughts as a...
Well, I echo what you just said. You know, I can't believe that the current occupant of the White House, I hate to call him by his title, he certainly hasn't acted like it, but, you know, he's allowed the radical Muslim groups, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, to go unhindered, you know, and they've established a new base now in Libya, and we need to cut them down and eradicate them from the United States. Now, obviously, we do have Muslims living here that are American and are against the jihadis. We need them to speak out, but they'll never do it until the White House leads the way.
Did you watch the debate last night?
I did. I was there. I got to sit in the front row.
Oh, great. What'd you think?
I thought Christie come out as the top man again. And
yeah. That does seem to be the consensus. That's great. You got a front row seat. I mean, is it the first time you'd ever been to a presidential debate?
No, I've been to several of them, but the first time we came up with that great seat, so we were right there.
Who's this lovely lady who's right here with you?
That's my wife, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Good morning.
She is the auxiliary. VFW was a ladies' auxiliary until a couple of months ago here, when it's now intermixed. The men can join. But she is the state chairman, legislative chairman for the auxiliary, as I am the state chairman for the VFW.
Fantastic. So what does a victory look like for Governor Christie on Tuesday night? So you have to win New Hampshire, come in second, come in third?
Well, you know, that's very difficult. Last night, we stayed late at the spin room and watched the numbers from mm-hmm. Google. But, of course, they're controlled by anybody that wants to vote on Google.
Sure.
And not necessarily a picture of New Hampshire. I think everybody's going to be surprised, or the pundits will be surprised by Governor Christie. I think you'll see this crowd in here today leave with a lot of Christie energy.
And, yeah, a huge crowd here. I mean, overflow crowd, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, if everybody in New Hampshire could have come to a Christie town hall meeting, they leave believers. He's
That's great.
He doesn't dodge any questions, and you can believe he's speaking from his heart.
Well, that's great.
Paul, a quick question for you. I've been thinking about which of the candidates are veterans, and honestly, I can't think of any of them have been in the military.
There's one, Jim Gilmore, the former governor of Virginia, who is still in the race.
Yeah, but he's polling at zero.
Yeah, his numbers are, but he is the only veteran.
All right.
Lindsey Graham, who dropped out 2 weeks ago, is also a veteran, and he has gone over to Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
Lindsey's a good friend of mine. I don't know how he made that transition.
Well, the other thing that Jeb Bush is touting is that he is endorsed by a number of Medal of Honor winners and generals, admirals. So he's got a lot of brass behind him and lots of money, but he just doesn't seem to have clicked anywhere.
I know most of the Medal of Honor recipients and the generals that are backing him. Several of them are close friends of mine. And, you know, I think they have family loyalties there back to George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And I think that may have
something probably to do with George Sr., actually.
Well, some go back that far, too.
Yeah.
And I've had a couple of them call me to try to get me to go with George, with Jeb.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple of problems with his campaign. Number one was his early stand on Common Core, which I think has got to go.
Yeah, we agree with that.
I knew I liked you, Paul.
And the other point was that no matter how I look at the situation, I cannot in my mind picture it being an act of love to welcome anybody who illegally crosses our border.
I couldn't agree more. So we only have a minute or two before we go to the break, and I know the star of the show, Governor Christie, has arrived. He's in the building. What do the voters of New Hampshire need to know with Paul's endorsement of Governor Christie?
Well, they're not going to get to come and enjoy a town hall much after today, but the governor is going to make a number of stops, business stops, throughout the state. So I would just recommend that if you're close enough to see the governor, go up and listen to what he's saying, and I'm sure you'll get a sense of he's telling the truth, and he's a guy you want to support.
Oh, he's definitely a straight shooter. There's no doubt of that.
Yes, sir.
Well, I want you to be able to get back to your seat, because that's what you didn't come here to see us, but thank you for giving us a couple minutes here on All Politics is Local. We'll exchange business cards. Paul, thank you for your service to your country, and thank you for joining us here on All Politics is Local this morning.
Thanks.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you. Yeah, sure. Come on, jump in. Oh, okay. No, don't be shy. Come on, jump in. We only got a minute before the commercial, so this is Paul's lovely wife. Why don't you tell everybody your name out there?
Hi, I'm Kathy Chevalier.
Hey, Kathy. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
You're a big fan of Chris Christie.
I am. I am also Ben Carson's state chairman.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go, mixed family.
Here we go.
New Hampshire mixed marriage.
Mixed marriage,
but
yeah.
I love Chris Christie, too. I'm a Jersey girl.
Oh, I married a Jersey girl. Exit 9. Where are you from?
We're up on the parkway. We're 20 miles off the GW up 80.
Okay, great, yeah.
Denville.
So, yeah, Jersey girls, yeah. Yeah, there you go. You a Bruce Springsteen fan, too?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. You're the one. Okay.
I'm the one, yep.
But real quick, what do you like about Christie?
Well, you know what? I'm the VFW Auxiliary Legislative State Chairman. I go to everybody's town halls. And as far as Christie himself goes, I don't think anything's really going to matter if we don't protect the country. All of those other things they're worried about won't matter. Financial security, economic security. It doesn't matter if we don't have homeland security. And I do think he's strong there.
I agree.
You know, I don't think he's going to bow to anybody.
No, he's certainly not going to bow to
him. That's a Jersey thing.
Now, what about Dr. Carson? I mean,
I love Ben Carson.
Oh, what's not to like about him?
I know. He's just such a great guy. And he really has, as far as the politics and that go, he's self-taught. But he's got experience. He really does.
He's not going to be our next president, but that doesn't mean he can't fill a void in our government.
You never know what's going to happen in New Hampshire.
Okay, there you go. I like it. I'm a glass half full type of guy too, as well. But real quick, I mean, let's just say he doesn't become president.
My second choice?
Yeah,
Chris Christie.
Chris Christie.
No question.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think about Dr. Carson as VP?
I don't think I should probably talk about that possibility until the primary's over.
Right. There you go. We've got a ways to go.
We're looking at him winning, you know.
Well, we
Why
have.
Why would you be in it if you're not looking at winning?
Yeah, we have February 27th, the South Carolina primary, and then Super Tuesday, March 1st, 10, 11 more states.
Yep.
And I think March 2nd, it's going to be a different world up there.
Dr. Carson announced yesterday, no matter what happens here, he's going on to South Carolina.
Good to hear.
Of course.
Because
so
there's nothing liked about Dr. Carson.
It's
exciting to see that, you know, that somebody like him is stepping up and having it's not easy to be running for president of the United States. So I commend him for doing it. Hey, thanks for taking a couple minutes to join us here this morning. It was a pleasure to meet you.
You too.
And that's Terry. Like I said, we're broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's town hall event. The rooms are filling up. The atmosphere here is kind of unbelievable. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll have another couple guests and maybe the governor himself. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. He's Terry Hendricks. I'm John Featherston. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN 830. We're broadcasting live from Governor Chris Christie's town hall event in Hampton, New Hampshire at the Hampton Academy. Star of the show is going to be going on in just a couple minutes, but I wanted to get this special guest on. We have Natalie Healy, who is a Gold Star mother of Dan Healy. Thank you, Natalie, for taking a couple minutes to join us here on All Politics is Local. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Dan before we talk about the governor?
Well, Dan Healy was United States Navy SEAL for 15 years. He was stationed in Hawaii for most of that time. He was in what they call SDVs, and that's swimmer delivery vehicles. They're like two-man underwater vehicles. And so when September 11th happened, all of his buddies got to go immediately, and he was kind of stuck in Hawaii. So it took him a couple of years to figure out how he and his men could get over there, and they finally did. They got to Afghanistan in March of 2005, and then sadly, they were killed June 28th of 2005 during Operation Red Wings, which has been made infamous or famous by the book Lone Survivor by Marcus Luttrell. Marcus was one of Dan's men, and he was the only survivor that day of the 19 men who died.
Wow.
So.
Well,
Dan
thank,
is a great guy.
Thank you for sharing that with us. What brings you to Governor Christie's event here today?
Well, I like Governor Christie. He's a straight shooter. He's a strong executive, and that's what I was looking for in a candidate, was a strong executive, somebody with the experience to lead a country in the direction I feel it needs to go.
Quite an event here today, huh? What, yes. 400 or 500 people out inside the cafeteria outside
definitely,
there?
Definitely, definitely. The ones who came later are going to be having their daily walk.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Have you been to any other Christie events?
Yes, I have. I've been to a couple of them, as a matter of fact. And the first one I went to was the most fun I've ever had at a political rally. He's a lot of fun. Not only is he serious on the issues, but he is also a lot of fun.
He is. These types of events are perfect for his personality,
Absolutely.
For his character and everything like that.
Absolutely.
And it's unfortunate. If you've never been to one of these town hall events, this is what American politics is all about. I mean, it's very exciting.
Yeah, we were at a Christie event. Was it a bowling alley? And was that Derry?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we saw a television ad, and the person right behind Chris Christie was John Featherston, because I'm looking, wait a minute. And then I could see the back of my curly head, though. They got the better camera angle, though.
Yeah, better than my bald spot on the back. But, Governor Christie can't be happy about having us in this commercial. But, no, I mean, they're great events. Did you watch the debate last night?
Absolutely.
What'd you think?
I thought he did a marvelous job. Absolutely terrific. And I thought he, you know, made his points. And he certainly showed that he can stand there and stand his ground and be a leader.
I agree. What's Tuesday look like for Governor Christie? What's a victory in New Hampshire? Does he have to win it all? Can he come in second? Can he come in third?
Well, I don't think it's realistic because of the you know, the leads that some of the candidates have. But I think that if he makes a strong showing, he's got a shot, and he could only gather momentum after that.
I agree. So what do you think Wednesday morning looks like for the presidential race? People start dropping out, people stick it out. I think Jeb Bush is going to spend all of his money before he gets out.
Oh, but he's got so much.
He does.
He's got so much.
He spent so much.
Do you think he could share a little with some of the other guys?
Well, wouldn't that
actually, he can't. It's against the law.
Oh, forgot about that thought.
You know, Kasich's
he's not a Democrat after all.
That's true.
Kasich's been, you know, hard on the ground here in New Hampshire, as has
Definitely.
Governor Christie. I think people are going to be surprised. I think we learned a lot from Iowa. You know, just because Donald Trump's leading in the poll doesn't mean that Donald Trump's going to win.
Lips to God's ears.
So you're not a Trump guy either?
I was originally until he went off the edge. And then
when was that, like in 1975? Or?
You know, the thing is, he continues to say the same thing. You talk about Rubio saying the same thing. So does Donald. He just says the same thing, the same old platitudes. And then he doesn't say, well, how? And that's what I think it was Chrissy who said, ask him how.
Yeah, what are the details?
Right,
yeah.
And he never seems to answer the details. And listen, I always thought he was a very smart man. I think he is a very smart man. Mm-hmm. But I think there's something that's making him behave like that, and I'm not sure what it is, and it makes me a little uneasy.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you think he might be insulated from the world to a certain degree?
That could be, and plus he's my age, and I know certain things happen with your mind as you get a little older.
Just sharper, truly. sharper.
You wish. You wish.
Well, Donald's only a couple of years older than I am, so careful now.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I know he's built things, and I know that he's been a leader, and I know he knows a lot of people in the world and everything, but I like somebody who behaves with dignity. I think our president has to behave with dignity.
I agree.
I hate it when they ask him stupid questions like, well, what kind of underwear do you wear? This is a position that has to have dignity. And because I don't care whether they love us in the world. I would just want them to respect us.
Yes.
And I want a man in there who they'll respect, you know, and not won't be a buffoon.
Boy, I agree so much with you, Natalie. Being presidential is my biggest qualification mm-hmm. for being president of the United States, because nobody's going to know day one how to be the president. But if you do it with class, you do it with dignity, you do it with professionalism, it's going to guide you to be that good president. And I do worry about that with Trump. You know,
absolutely,
he's not going to probably listen to, you know, the government handlers. He'll probably listen to his people, but he's not going to listen to the government handlers. And we can't afford another learning curve, because we've already have that in the White House right now.
That's the thing. And with the governors, at least they don't have that long a path to go. They're used to being in an executive position. They're used to solving problems. They have the tools to do that.
Absolutely.
And they know how to access them. So that way they don't have to make such a leap as even the senators have to.
Right.
Well, the senators, unless they've been a local legislator, it's a whole different world. But even a local legislator is much different than, say, a governor or even a mayor. You know, the mayor of a large city is really down into the guts of things on every day.
Oh, yeah.
And governors certainly are. And, you know, we've been pretty happy that our governor from Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, who happens to be the most popular governor in the United States right now.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Last poll had him at an 84% approval rating.
Wow, that's amazing.
It is.
I missed that fact.
Even the Democrats love him because he's a no-nonsense, get-it-done kind of a guy, and maybe that's why he's endorsed Chris Christie, Birds of a Feather.
Absolutely. And that's what I like to see. I mean, I'm horrified that we had this amateur in there, and actually the person who called Obama an amateur to begin with was Bill Clinton, and a man wrote a book about it, and
right.
I thought that was the absolute best definition, amateur. I don't want another amateur, not a one-term senator, either one.
No, I mean, Rubio, I think, exposed last night in the debate, he's not ready for prime time. Can he be ready eventually? Mm-hmm. I think he can be.
Mm-hmm.
But when challenged, I don't think he produced, and I want my president to be able to push back strong, and Rubio did not do that.
I want him to show up for votes.
Absolutely. Natalie, we're going to let you go because the star of the show is in the building, and we want you to make sure you have that seat because you've got to introduce him.
I have to go greet him.
You have to go greet him. So go ahead, get out there.
All right.
Natalie.
All right.
Natalie Healy, the Gold Star mother of Dan Healy.